Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Will heavy consumption of diet soda can damage teeth as badly as methamphetamine or crack cocaine? A new study contends. My guest is Dr. John Redd. He's a dental health expert with Tampa Smiles. Now, welcome to the show, Dr. Redd. Let's talk about diet soda first and soda in general. This new study that says that diet soda is so, so bad for your teeth. Tell us about that.
Thank you for having me on. The study was basically comparing the effects of meth mouth versus diet soda, and the reality is they just didn't really have, in my opinion, a large enough sample size to justify the two, so I disagree with it.
Wow, okay. So now as far as soda, do you think that soda, because I remember, Dr. Redd, being in school and doing that, you know, Coke test with the teeth, mm-hmm. and you always had somebody's father, a dentist, come in and drop the tooth in the soda, and you came back the next day to see if the tooth was still there. And so what about soda? What is it doing to our teeth?
Well, the thing about soda is much more, there's a very big difference between diet soda, in my opinion, between diet soda and regular soda. The main problem with regular soda is the fact that it does contain sugar, and you have bacteria. Everyone has bacteria in their mouth, and that bacteria feed off of the same sugars that we do. And if you keep a constant source of sugar in your mouth, the bacteria are going to go ahead and metabolize those, and the result of metabolism is the acid which destroys teeth. Now, one of the things I remembered best from dental school, and I tell my patients this today, is you would rather have a person go ahead and have eat a 5-pound bar of chocolate in the morning and brush their teeth, rather than be sipping on a soda all day, because all they're doing is a sugared soda. All that's doing is allowing the bacteria in the mouth to have a buffet all day long, and that's what causes the problems for teeth.
Well, in my opinion, notwithstanding about diet soda and the artificial sweeteners, I mean, if my kids are going to drink a soda, they're going to have one regular soda and then brush their teeth after, and that is it, you know, the diet soda thing. But why do you think that they are coming out with it? It's a big news story. And why do you think that, and what do you think of diet soda? I mean, is it okay then for you?
Well, quite frankly, you know, a lot of it is sensational. I mean, I don't think you, when you look at some of the dramatic pictures that you see from here, one of the things that I think that's probably why it's one of the bigger issues as far as it's newsworthy. You have the dramatic pictures, which are going to draw people visually. When it comes to soda, I mean, quite frankly, you know, when you talk about when we were all in elementary school and someone put a drop of soda on top of a penny and things like that, that's sort of when the teeth are constantly washed in the acid and bathed in them. To me, I personally will drink a diet soda, and I don't drink them all day, but I'll have one a day or maybe two at most, and there's really no harm in my opinion on that. It's the people that are in the chronic area when they're drinking a 6-pack of them or a 2-liter bottle, something like that, then you're much more likely to have issues.
What about the acidic factor of soda in general? Does diet soda have the acid that can work on the, you know, plaque on your teeth?
It does. It does have acid in it, without question. But again, it's a situation of how, you know, if you are bathing the teeth in it constantly and swishing around and constantly having the soda in there, the diet soda in there, then yes, you do have that issue. But in general, the person who drinks a moderate amount is not going to have that problem.
In your opinion, if you had to choose between juice, which has the sugar and the acid, and soda, which has the acid, and maybe, unless it's diet, has the sugar, and also carbonation, which I don't know how that affects it.
Wow, that's a tough question. You know, actually, I'll redirect it this way. You know what actually is even more difficult as far as the volume of sugar is some of your sports drinks like Gatorade or Powerade.
Okay, so you still kind of answer the question here, Doc.
Okay.
Juice or soda, or, you know, skip both?
I would rather, if I had to choose between the two, I would probably skip both. I mean, it depends on the volume. That's what it really comes down to. But if I have to choose between a volume and of acid and a volume of sugar, I'll take the acid because the sugar tends to stay in there and the bacteria feed on it for hours and hours and produce acids over hours and hours. Whereas when you drink a soda, you swallow the soda. And if it's a diet soda, it doesn't have any sugar, so it doesn't affect the bacteria in your mouth don't feed on it, and then chronically keep the acid in there.
Okay, so we've discussed diet soda, regular soda, juice, and Gatorade. What other drinks do you not like as a dentist for, you know, for your teeth? What other drinks should we be steering clear of? And if you say red wine, I'm going to be really bummed.
Well, okay, I will be nice and not say red wine. But, you know, the red wine and things like that, red wine and coffee do have a tendency to stain teeth, but they don't necessarily hurt them. Again, volume with the sugar of red wine depends on a lot of things. But those are the kinds of things that tend to cause more problems. I hate to keep harping on it, but again, coming back to the sugar aspect of things. I've had situations where I've had, especially if you have situations where a person has, because of medication, has dry mouth, and then they are also coating the area with sugar. I've had full mouth reconstructions where people, because they didn't pay attention to things about watching their sugar intake, with thousands of dollars of dentistry, go right down the tube, simply because it's like building a house that's going to end up being destroyed by termites.
So it really isn't a myth back in the 50s when the dentists would say stay away from candy, but then they'd hand you a lollipop as you left, or a sugar-free lollipop, you know. So really anything that's very high in sugar is what's going to sort of really do a number on your teeth.
Absolutely, because again, think of your mouth as being there's bacteria living there the same way as everyone does, and those bacteria, if you feed them, they're going to produce acid, which is going to destroy the teeth.
And certain candies, I mean, if it's based on the sugar, then chocolate, I mean, are these kinds of things, or sugar-sweetened candies, like, you know, those, the ones I hate when they give out on Halloween, you know, like Jolly Ranchers.
Right.
Oh. That just hurts my mouth even thinking of eating one of those things.
Well, again, it comes down to, you know, having a couple here and there is one thing, but having one, you know, sucking on them all day. I also caution my patient to make sure that they be careful of things like cough lozenges, because sometimes they do contain sugar. And when they contain sugar, they, again, it's the same thing. It's the longer the sugar is in the mouth, the bigger the problem can be.
Okay, and how much brushing would you recommend when someone says, you know, my kid drinks soda or diet soda, it's got the acid, or they're in sports, they drink Gatorade. You know, how many times a day would you recommend brushing your teeth?
You know, it depends. I mean, you can never brush them too much. But I always say if you're going to go ahead and have a soda, or you're going to have a Gatorade, which we all do, just a quick rinse out with water afterwards, and that will take care of most of the problems.
Now, does it take care of the staining? Does brushing your teeth take care of staining if you're someone who drinks tea, coffee, red wine?
Well, if you look at teeth under a microscope, they are composed of millions of little pores, and those pores over time will pick up stain, either external stain or internal stain. External staining is on the surface of the teeth, and brushing helps out quite a bit. And when you see your dental hygienist, they may use some things to remove that. Over time, that does accumulate inside the pores of the teeth, and when it accumulates inside the pores of the teeth, they stain internally and work their way out from there. So that's where professional teeth whitening and things like that work.
Okay, so you can do your best with, you know, brushing, flossing, and in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Red, you know, give us your wrap-up of this diet soda and its comparison to crack cocaine for its ability to mess with your teeth.
You know, it's just everything in moderation, and no, I don't mean crack cocaine in moderation or methamphetamine in moderation, but, you know, there is, if a person is taking, I mean, it just comes down to sugar content, always. If you're constantly keeping sugar in your mouth, it's going to have problems. And so diet soda is not, in my opinion, any problem unless you are drinking a lot of it and swishing it around and keeping it in your teeth for long periods of time. And the acid can be effective, but it's pretty difficult to do.
Well, you heard it here, a little bit of a myth debunking about the diet soda and damaging your teeth. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Just podcast the show and off you go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.